talk of war, de-escalation, and peace in the Middle East is nonsense. The media is reporting that Trump may be looking for an off-ramp and that Iran is willing to talk terms of peace. Well, I believe Trump is looking for an off-ramp. I don't believe that Iran is willing to give up its primary points, all the main things that it has stood for this entire time, which is that its inherent right to pursue nuclear energy, its control over the Strait of Hormuz, its demand for reparations, its demand that Netanyahu be held criminally accountable for his war crimes, etc. Those demands from Iran are seemingly non-negotiable. So if anybody is saying that, oh, Iran's going to talk peace, well, not on America's terms, they're not. I mean, it's very clear to everybody in Iran that they must acquire nuclear weapons as a means of self-defense. It's also clear to everybody in Iran that maintaining control over the Strait of Hormuz is their primary leverage point against Western forces. And as long as they maintain that control, then they have leverage. If they give up that control, then they have no leverage at all. So if you think that Iran is just going to surrender the Strait of Hormuz, and if it's just going to surrender to the demands of the West about nuclear weapons, then you're kidding yourself. That will not happen. Iran has already paid too much of a price to get to this point of desperation of Western civilization. Iran's not going to surrender now. If anybody's going to be surrendering here, it's Trump. And maybe that's going to happen. Maybe the terms of peace are that the U.S. military leave and that control over the strait goes to Iran. And then Iran can charge a $2 million toll per ship or per tanker in order to achieve some form of financial compensation, because I don't think the U.S. is going to pay money to Iran, obviously. But there might be a deal where Iran charges a toll and everybody else is okay with that because, hey, paying a toll is better than not getting the ship through, because not getting the ship through means global industrial collapse and food collapse, etc. So paying the toll makes a lot of sense. So to step back and summarize what I'm saying here, there might at some point be peace talks, although I don't think we're there yet. And what Trump has been claiming over the last few days is obviously delusional fiction. But there might eventually be peace talks, but it's not going to be peace on America's terms. That's quite clear at this point. And at the end of the day, what that means is that Trump has lost. The Pentagon has lost. America lost the war because it did not achieve its primary objectives of, number one, overthrowing the regime of Iran, and secondly, taking control over the Strait of Hormuz. Neither one of those has been achieved. What did the U.S. achieve? The bombing of a lot of surface buildings, a lot of economic destruction, didn't even get the nuclear material, which was another goal that was set out by the United States. So zero successes for America, but wasted hundreds of billions of dollars and killed a lot of people. And at the end of the day, it leaves Iran in control over the Strait of Hormuz and in possession of its nuclear material, which it no doubt will turn into nuclear weapons in the coming months. Again, you can't blame them for doing that at this point, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you build nukes as a means of self-defense? Of course you would. Everybody would. So what has this war actually accomplished? It has made Iran stronger, and it has made America weaker. And it's also shown the total insanity of Israel, the rogue nation that just wants everybody to die. They want the whole world to burn. And that's become increasingly clear. So, total loss for America, if this is the way it plays out, and that's what it looks like, that's where this is going. See, I think something happened quite dramatically over the last few days in terms of Lindsey Graham and Donald Trump finally being shown polling numbers where Trump has finally realized he doesn't have 100% approval. His approval number is like maybe 29%. At this point, I mean, depending on which poll, I think it's actually lower than 29%. I think it's like 10%. I say 9 out of 10 Americans completely oppose this war because of the economic consequences of it. Raising gas prices, raising food prices, causing supply chain disruption, etc. So no, this isn't making Trump popular. And Trump is finally, I think, being told this information. And I think there's a panic inside the White House. The panic is spreading. And they're realizing, oh my God, if we don't turn this around, the midterms are a complete loss. So we have to end this war. Well, they've tried threatening Iran. They've tried to end it with bombs. Even Pete Hegseth said, we negotiate with bombs. Well, your negotiations with bombs failed because you're not walking away with any wins at all. You're walking away with a total loss. You get the big L on this one. And from that loss, how is Trump going to regain the trust of the American people? The people that he told that he would get us out of wars. And the answer is he can't. Trump is toast. There's no recovery from this. So anybody advising Trump says, oh, you can turn this around. There's still time before the midterms. No, there isn't, because people like me are never going to trust Trump again. Never. Under no circumstances. Because he showed that he is a con artist, a huckster, a charlatan, a traitor to America, that he sold out America for the interests of Israel. And he showed that, he demonstrated it again and again and again. There is no recovery from that. So, okay, yeah, they can end the war, and I'm all for ending the war. Doesn't mean you're suddenly viable as a candidate in the midterms or as a party in the midterms. I mean, Trump himself is not up for election, but his party is, and they're going to get destroyed. So will there be peace? I hope so, but it probably won't happen on America's terms. And that means America is the loser. And that means that the illusion of U.S. global dominance is shattered. And this is the turning point. The battle of civilizations has reached a point of transformation. And the American empire is no longer the dominant force. It can no longer force its will upon every other nation. And Iran is emerging as a major world power that can hold its own against the most powerful military in the world, the most powerful navy in the world, etc. So from here forward, things change dramatically. It means that your life is about to get way more expensive, if you're an American, that is, or if you're an ally of the U.S. You're no longer going to be able to just pillage cheap energy from the rest of the world, as has been done for, you know, generations. The world is going to stand up against America. The world is going to move away from the petrodollar. The world is going to continue to build out its own military capabilities, including nuclear weapons. And the U.S. is falling in terms of world dominance. So get prepared for all of that. It's going to make life a lot more challenging for all of us, of course, and more expensive. Of course, we are still blessed in North America with abundant domestic energy. So that will help cushion the blow. But we're going to have to actually trade with the world more instead of just printing dollars and forcing the world to accept those dollars. Because those days are pretty much coming to an end. And that's been our business model, you know. We print dollars and then we use our military to force other countries to sell their stuff in dollars. And that's changing right now. And Iran broke the back of the petrodollar. So there you go. Something to think about. All right, you can stay tuned with more of my podcasts and interviews at brightvideos.com. And also, you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, You'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. HealthRangerStore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.